What does your offseason look like this year, and how does it differ from the last?
A lot different this year because we know, you know, what our personnel is, and we know that we've already installed our system, and so we're going to take it from the next step and move it forward so we can kind of spend more time with fundamentals and stuff like that. So it's a lot different.
What is the mindset that you like your players to have on the special teams unit?
We need to have a lot of pride in what we do, and I think our guys do that. There's no question. Coach Reed gives us a lot of time and emphasizes it, so that's the first step. And then the guys, they're really into it. I mean, they want to be good. They want to make a difference on special teams. We want to win games on special teams, so that's kind of our mindset. You know, once you have that going, it kind of takes a life of its own. The guys really start buying in, and they want to be part of it. You have starters that come to me and they want to be on the kickoff return team because we're having so much success, or punt coverage because we're keeping guys within 6 yards return. And, you know, you got guys like Colquitt that are putting the ball inside the 20, and everybody just wants to make plays and they want to be part of it. So that's what we try to get going here.
You and Coach Reed go way back. How has that relationship developed over the years?
I mean, we go all the way back to UTEP. I've seen Andy grow over the time. He's seen me grow. So, you know, we've kind of went up through the ranks together. I mean, obviously, you know, he gave me the opportunity to get in the NFL back in 2001 with the Philadelphia Eagles. So Andy kind of introduced me to the NFL. I worked with him for 3 years and then moved on to Chicago Bears for 9. Now I'm back with Andy again. So we've come full circle. And really, I owe Andy a lot. You know, we've been through a lot together, and it's been a great relationship.
Looking back at this past season, what are some of the accomplishments that you're most proud of?
I think probably the kick return, the fact that we broke the record, that was a long-standing record. We averaged 29.9 yards per return, which is something that the guys are really, really proud of. Dustin Colquitt, you know, he was finished number one with inside the 20 punts. We only gave up 6.5 yards per return on punt. You know, punt is a big aspect of special teams now, especially with the de-emphasis of kickoff return. So punt returner are critical. You have to make your hay there in those two phases. So, you know, we feel like we did a good job there. We didn't have any turnovers last year, which is huge. And then we were number one in scoring. I mean, we scored 30 points last year, 5 touchdowns. So we set the bar high last year. Now we're going to have really, really lofty goals next year going forward. So, you know, it's going to be exciting.
Coming off such a successful season in 2013, what are some of your goals for 2014?
Well, you know, when you score 5 touchdowns, I'm sure Andy is going to set a goal at least 5 touchdowns again. So, you know, you can't set a goal lower than what you did the year before. But, you know, we want to finish number one on special teams. You know, overall, at the end of the year, we want to win the Super Bowl, obviously. But, you know, our game within the game is our special teams. For us, with finishing number one on special teams, that's like winning the Super Bowl. So that's what we try to instill in our guys.